Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll continue to join us in our worship. I will remind you that later in this worship, we will be celebrating Holy Communion, and I invite you to get your elements for communion ready to use at that time later in our service. I also invite you to join us on Wednesday evenings as we're doing a midweek Vespers. This week, we're changing our overall theme. Our theme going forward starting this week is called Just As I Am, Foundations for Prayer. So
I invite you to join us for that.
Today, here at Redeemer, we welcome Vicar Amanda. Yay. Vicar Amanda, I invite you to come forward. All right, we welcome you, and we have a service of installation and induction for you at this point.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
Let us pray. O God, who through the Holy Spirit illumines the mind and sanctifies the lives of those who are called to be pastors and teachers, look with favor upon all seminaries for the instruction and discipline of those who are to serve in the sacred ministry of your church. Bless your people in Redeemer Lutheran Church and your servant, Amanda. As we diligently work together, submitting ourselves in obedience to your Son and guided by your Spirit, grant that our lives may be enriched and our ministries fulfilled with joy to the glory of your name. Amen. The Apostle Paul writes, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of working, but it is the same God who inspires them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." Amanda, it is your duty to be completely involved in the life and work of ministry in Redeemer so that experiential knowledge of what the ministry entails may be gained, so that you may be more fully formed for ministry, and so that you may be a partner in this congregation's mission. I ask you, are you ready to assume your responsibility here, and will you seek to fulfill that ministry to God's glory? If so, answer, I'm ready by the help of God.
I am ready by the help of God.
People of God, it is your duty as members of Redeemer to accept Amanda as a fellow worker within Redeemer, to invite and welcome her into your lives, and in every way possible, strengthen and encourage her in this year of service among us. Now I ask you, will you receive this servant of God as a laborer in the gospel of Christ, honor her work among us, and support her in the mission we share? If so, answer, yes, by the help of God. May Almighty God, whose call we are gathered together, bless us and empower us in our ministry together. Let us pray. Almighty God, we humbly ask you to bless Redeemer and to further with your continual help all those who labor in it. Grant them lowliness of spirit, steadfastness of faith, perseverance in all good works, and bring us all at last to your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
May God, the Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Welcome.
Thanks.
And now, do you have announcements for us, Amanda?
I do have announcements.
I thought
for
you
us.
Might.
Yes, of course. So, we have Bible study. That's what you do. I'm doing a book study, and that's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Our book study is on the book of Asterix by Nadia Bowles Weber. Anyone is welcome to join us, and if you need information, feel free to email me about the Zoom link. Also, for our youth, our rising sixth graders through recent graduates, we have a challenge of the week. And so this week, the challenge is to do a random act of kindness for someone in your house, and then to write just a sentence or two about it and to send it in to me. We have an adult in the congregation that's going to look at those and awards and prizes.
Okay.
Yeah, so first prize is $5 at Dunkin' Donuts. Second prize is random items from my office.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty exciting, right?
I'd sure want first prize.
Work hard, kids. And also a reminder, we have our school supplies drive that is going, and there's a box in the narthex. You're welcome to drop things off at the church, and I know Pastor Gary is here most days, but if you'd like to call ahead before you drop things off, that would be great. Those are all my announcements. Do you have other announcements?
Oh, that's it.
Oh, well, let's get
it's
started.
It's time to get started for worship.
It's time for worship.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Raise the song.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion. By your Spirit, nurture us who live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
They're not mine to open, they're Pastor Gary's to open. So I should. you like to open these, or could we open these and figure out what kind of cards they are? Because I'm curious. Do you want to come do it?
I think this is a great way to start your internship stealing my mail.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't open them yet, and they were delivered when you weren't here. So I thought, you know. So what kind of card is that one?
This is a birthday card. It says, it's your birthday, and it looks like a little dog with looks like with wings and stripes, and then it says, be happy like a bee.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not my birthday.
Oh. Well, you know, okay. Whoever that was, just, you know, trying to wish you a happy birthday. What about this one?
This says, heartfelt thanks. Praying that God multiplies back to you the wonderful blessing you are many times over. It's got a pretty little bird on it.
Wow. Those are pretty nice cards, aren't they?
Yeah.
And so it's probably a good thing that I took good care of both of them, even though they were different cards.
Yes.
Because, I mean, since it's not your birthday, this one really wasn't all that important. But you got the birthday message, right?
Only 8 months late.
Oops.
Or 9 months, something like that.
Sorry. But, you know, it got me thinking about a parable you're going to read here in just a little bit from the Gospel of Matthew. And it talks about these two things that are growing up together, this wheat and these weeds. And people couldn't tell those apart either, could they?
Nope, just like you couldn't tell the cards apart,
just like
I bet.
You couldn't tell the cards apart, exactly. And so the whole idea of the story is that we need to take care of both of those. And then it's God's decision to do what he wants to with the wheat and the weeds, the person who is farming, and that represents God. So it's also one of those of people and how we take care of people, too. Should we decide that some people shouldn't be taken care of like this card, or should we just take care of all people no matter what?
I think we should take care of all people, just like you gave me both cards.
I think so, too. Even though it wasn't your birthday, you still enjoy the card. Yeah, and, you know, everybody is a child of God. So that makes it even more important that we should take care of everybody, right?
Right.
All right. So, I'm sorry I stole your mail.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, with our children's sermon for today, just like there's two different cards, the cards are both important. Everybody's important, and we should take care of everybody. Just because everybody is a loved child of God, no matter what. So, let us pray. God, thank you for giving us all sorts of different kinds of people, all sorts of different kinds of cards, and all sorts of different kinds of plants. And just because we can't tell the difference with the cards and the plants sometimes, help us remember that all people are your children and deserving of your love and our love. It's in your holy and gracious name that we pray. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord. To God. Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the household came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. I haven't told you about this before because I really didn't know quite what to make of it, and I have just been pondering it for a week or so. Some might say it was just a fantasy, something I made up. And here, all these days later, I have to admit, I'm not so sure either. It was a Wednesday, and the rain was pouring down. I stared out my window watching it, a bit sodden and damp and disheveled. I had arrived just moments before and had made the rather unwise decision that it really wasn't raining hard enough for me to use my umbrella and that I would just run from my car to the door of the church and it would be all right. But about halfway there, the cloud opened up and there I was. I swiveled in my chair in order to face my desk, fighting off a chill that came over me and picking up my Bible. It was time to work on my sermon. I put my Bible down on my desk and it flopped open to a place where there was a paper stuck in the pages. Right at that moment, there was a brilliant flash of lightning and a loud clap of thunder, and I looked outside again for a moment, and then I turned back to my Bible, trying to gather myself and my thoughts into sermon mode. But as I sat there quietly, something began to nag at me. I couldn't tell what it was at first, but something just didn't seem right. I looked around trying to put my finger on whatever it was. And then finally my eyes locked on that Bible on my desk and then on the paper stuck there in the fold. Now, please understand, my Bible is full of papers like that. I've got papers with jokes that people have handed to me at Bible study or Sunday school, comic strips people thought had meaning and wanted to share, some internet stories or poems people gave me, maybe even a sermon note or two. But this paper, something about it just didn't look quite right. It was folded in thirds, and I always fold my papers in halves. But what was really, really strange was the paper itself. It seemed almost to glow. It was pure white, almost too bright to look at very long, and it seemed to pulsate there on my Bible, almost like it had a heartbeat or was breathing. What is that? I thought to myself. And I reached out to pick it up, my fingers tingling as I unfolded it. And when I began to read, that chill I had fought off moments before returned. There, in absolutely perfect script across the top were the words, "The will and testament of Almighty God." My hands were shaking, but I forced myself to read on. God Almighty, being of sublime divine mind and sacrificed omnipresent body, do hereby bequeath these gifts with a glad and generous heart. To each and every one of you, I give my love. Each of you and all of you receive all my heart. I love you each as if you were the only one to love. And I love you all that way. May my love embrace you always with warmth and welcome. To my heirs, I give unlimited forgiveness. No matter what you have done, no matter what you have become, I will always welcome you home. You are mine. You belong to my heart. To my heirs, I give the gift of joy. So many in life struggle with worry and stress and fear and anxiety. To you, I give joy, and I call on you to let those other things go and live your life filled with trust in me that I will care for you. I have given you all good things. May your joy in each other infect your hearts and spread from person to person. To my heirs, I give hope. hope for a better tomorrow, hope born in the trust that I will guard and watch over you, hope that turns your eyes to me, hope that fills your heart, even on the darkest days, with light and life. To my heirs, I give peace, a peace beyond understanding. My Holy Spirit will comfort you and help you. You are mine forever. Trust and rest. Most of all, to my heirs, I give the gift of grace. All these things I give to you, not for who you are, but because of who I am. I love you. You are mine. Always, always, I give you grace. Finally, remember that I am the living God. In my love and grace, I am with you always. And with that, the document came to an end. I sat there stunned, amazed, overwhelmed. And slowly it dawned on me that what I wanted most of all was to be one of those heirs, receiving the incredible gifts bequeathed in this will. And suddenly I heard in my mind the words of St. Paul to the Romans. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit of God bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. A warm feeling began to spread through me in spite of my still damp clothes. I smiled from my heart, knowing this gift was mine and yours, amazed that this gift was mine and yours. It was when I put the letter back in my Bible that I noticed where it was. The letter had been stuck in the middle of the Gospel of John, and the very first verse on the page said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that all who believe in him may not perish, but have everlasting life." It was an amazing grace that saved a wretch like me, that claimed us all as God's children, as God's heirs forever. Some might say it was a fantasy, something I made up. Nothing could be more real. Once more, I turned in my chair and looked outside. It was Wednesday, and love and grace were pouring down.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Most loving God, we thank you again and again for the countless blessings you bestow upon us. Your gifts of goodness are beyond our measure of or our comprehension. You provide us not only with all the things we need, but also with so much more that makes our lives so good and meaningful and worthwhile. Thank you, O God. Lead us to respond to your generosity with a true desire to give ourselves, our time, and our possessions to your service. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our Lord, how good it is that you have called us yours. How good it is to call you ours. You give us purpose and meaning in life. You give us rest and hope and peace. You give us salvation, love, and grace. Open our hearts that we might fully receive your love and then fully live and give your love. Lord, in your mercy, God of all, lead us to reach out to the sick and troubled and sorrowed and lonely in your love. Help us to find ways to help those who are poor and homeless and afraid and far from home. Strengthen us to offer comfort and hope to those who are lost. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O Savior, you have called us to lives of love and service for others. Help us now to answer your call. Help us to tell others the wonderful story of your love. Help us to give all we are to you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through your Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.